Embracing Sacred Spacing. Hey everyone, Tom Harrison here with Walk Your Why. And I trust that if you're listening to this, you've heard the term and likely had some experience with the concept of sacred space. Now, I don't claim to be an expert on sacred space, but I was introduced to this idea by an incredible organization I've long been a supporter of, a part of in many ways. I'm currently a leader of the business engagement initiative for this organization, which is Pachamama Alliance. So if you're not familiar with Pachamama Alliance, please check it out. Pachamama.org. PachamamA.org. Back to sacred space and sacred spacing. So, in a nutshell, my sense of sacred space, again, as introduced to me by Pachamama Alliance, was an idea of acknowledging the sacredness of togetherness, acknowledging the sacredness of community, of each and every individual in community, and the interconnectedness that we have together, and our connection with Mother Earth, with Pachamama, with the universe, with all beings, sentient and insentient, with all. So that's kind of my summary, my sense of sacred space. And of course, it goes deeper. It's spiritual. It's informed by indigenous wisdom. And you'll find if you check out Pachamama.org that Pachamama Alliance is grounded in indigenous wisdom. The alliance we speak about with Pachamama Alliance is an alliance with indigenous peoples of the sacred headwaters of the Amazon. So again, I'll let you check that out. And there's other recordings I've done that speak more to Pachamama Alliance. But this idea of sacred space is really beautiful, right? And so the context, anytime I was introduced to this or came back to this concept of sacred space, it was always in the context of a gathering, of a meeting, whether in person or online. Anytime we gathered, we would acknowledge sacred space. Sometimes the term open sacred space is used. When I spoke to some of the indigenous folks that were at one of our events, they indicated that to them it was more about acknowledging it. So it's more about this idea that sacred space is always there. It's always here. We're always in sacred space. It's just acknowledging it, right? And it's particularly acknowledging it out loud when you're with other people. Hopefully, ideally, when we're on our own, which we never really are, but you know what I mean? If we're not in conversation with others or in a meeting with others, ideally, we're acknowledging sacred space in our life all the time. Right. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful concept. And just imagine that for a moment. Sit with that for a moment, if you would. This idea that we're always in sacred space. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we acknowledge that, if we remember that, if we're grateful for that. And that we especially acknowledge it when we're gathering with others. Maybe even in a conversation with one other person. Imagine that. Imagine if you're getting ready to have a conversation with someone and you started by saying, I'd like to acknowledge sacred space. The sacred space of this conversation, the sacred space of our togetherness right now. And so imagine that the act of doing that, right? In other words, if we make it a practice in our lives, a habit, and some of you may very well be already using this concept in your meetings, in your gatherings. I'm curious how much, if at all, you've been using it in other contexts, or even just when you're off on your own, out and about. Even if you're not talking to anyone, let's face it, there's always self-talk going on. And far too often, for far too many of us, that self-talk is not sacred. right? We could use a lot more of that. Now, it's awesome if you are always in sacred self-talk with yourself. That's fantastic. And please reach out. I would love to have a conversation with you. Certainly, that is an aim, an intention I have, but I fail regularly at that. So I need to keep reminding myself. I use a practice I call the slow practice. We can talk about that another time. I have lots of videos and audios out there about the slow practice. But yeah, imagine that we take this concept of sacred space and make it a practice that, yes, we use in our meetings and our gatherings and our, but also in smaller conversations, you know, maybe less formal, more informal, casual conversations. Like, what if even in those we acknowledged sacred space? And if for whatever reason it feels awkward to you, it'd be really nice if it didn't, right? Wouldn't it be really nice if we could just feel free and open and comfortable, regardless of who we're talking about, to say, oh, it's wonderful that we're about to have a conversation. I'd like to acknowledge sacred space. But I get it. If for whatever reason, maybe it's at work and whatever, maybe it's someone that you feel like they have very different views, or you know they have very different views and beliefs as you, whatever, that's fine. We can still do it silently, right? We can still acknowledge sacred space, and especially the sacred space co-created by you and whoever you're speaking with, right? It's like there's always sacred space, and there's like this sub-sacred space that's made by, that's defined by you and whoever you're speaking with, right? It's just a beautiful concept. So, right, so even if you do it silently to yourself, that intention will certainly bring a different energy, will certainly up-level the potential of that conversation. I mean, wouldn't a lot of conversations, a lot of meetings, a lot of encounters with other people be very, very different if we went into each and every one of them with this intention of acknowledging the sacred space that is, first and foremost, always there, regardless, right? I mean, seriously, do we think that we as human beings can actually take away anything from sacredness? I don't think so. Now, often the way we human beings act and treat each other, etc., does not seem sacred at all. But we can't change the fact that we're in a sacred container, right? The fact that we have been trashing Mother Earth in so many ways does not take anything away from the sacredness of Mother Earth, from the sacredness of Pachamama. It just doesn't. It's really sad, right? If you've been abused at any time in your life, that does not take away any of your sacredness. And while it may be hard to hear, the abuser, there's a sacredness there too. Sadly, they're not tapping into it. Clearly, they're not acknowledging it, right? If we were all acknowledging the sacred space we were in, that we're enveloped by, that we're embraced by, and we were embracing it, right? If we were fully aware of the sacred space we're always in, and we embrace that sacred space, we simply wouldn't have the problems we have today. I mean, that's one way of framing where humanity has gone off the rails. So what if we took this simple idea and allow ourselves to be the person, and hey, even more awesome if more people in our cohort, you know, whoever we're talking with at any given time, are also on board with us, this idea, right? So by all means, talk it up, with others you know, with people you know, even if you don't know them, but people who you think will be open to this idea and embrace it with you. Because how awesome is that, right? To have multiple people on board with acknowledging sacred space in a given meeting, conversation, etc. But regardless of what anyone else does, we individually, each of us, can at any time, in any moment, right this moment, acknowledge sacred space. So we can be sacred spacers. And as sacred spacers, we are embracing sacred spacing, right? That's what we do. We go around sacred spacing, acknowledging the sacred space that is there. And that is made more present for people by togetherness. So imagine that too for a moment. Imagine that, again, we're acknowledging the sacred space that is always there, that always embraces us. That alone is beautiful because it's a reminder that, ooh, have I been embracing the sacred space that's always embracing me? And by the way, if you're not sure you're being embraced by sacred space, let me ask you a few simple questions, and there's many, many more. Do you experience breathing? A breath? Do you experience thinking or thought? Do you experience feeling or sensation? Again, I could come up with more questions, but those three pretty much guarantee that if your answer is yes to those questions, and really any one of those questions, then that guarantees, that proves you're in sacred space, that you're embraced by sacred space. Unless you don't think breath is sacred, unless you don't think that the ability to think is sacred. Although I get that, a lot of us are just pummeled by negative thoughts and we think thinking should just go away. But if we're really mindful about it, if we really drop in, we want to be thinking nurturing thoughts. And when we do have those, we certainly feel they're sacred. So it's not the thinking that's not sacred. It's the thoughts we choose to have, right? So the thinking is sacred. And feeling? Yeah, again, when we're feeling bad, we may not see that as sacred. But again, it's not the feeling that's bad. There's nothing wrong with the feeling. It's particular feelings we have. It's particular sensations, right? If I stub my toe, I don't love that feeling, but feeling as a reality in my life is always sacred. And even stubbing the toe, that doesn't take anything away from the sacredness of feeling. So yeah, now if you're having a hard time with these concepts, then yeah, maybe we're not able to really communicate on this issue. But to me, breath is sacred. Thought is sacred. Sensation is sacred. Another way of saying that is life is sacred. It just is. So, I hope this gives you some inspiration to become a sacred spacer and to really begin earnestly embracing in every moment that you remember sacred spacing. Happy trails. Walk your why, knowing that your path is in sacred space.